say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen again.
Amen.
Let the church say amen like you mean it.
Amen.
Oh, if your house didn't catch fire this week, you ought to tell God come. If you weren't in a car accident or had a heart attack or a stroke this week, you ought to tell God thank you. If you had food of any kind, a roof over your head, you ought to tell God thank you. And then if you woke up clothed and in your right mind, somebody ought to tell God thank you. Certainly we give honor to God today and to Jesus Christ, his Son, and my personal Savior.
Oh, yes.
To the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Somebody ought to be glad. Somebody ought to be glad and rejoice in it. We certainly honor the presiding worship leader, the Reverend clergy, and my beloved son, who's off today, Dr. Armstrong.
Amen.
Please, every one of you, give him my love.
Amen.
He's a godly man. He's a tremendous, tremendous person. And I'm so glad to be blessed with an association with him.
Amen.
And to the officers and all of you who make up the body of Christ, it's just a blessing to be in Shiloh. One more time.
Amen.
I often say, when people say, you remember me, what's her name that showed me a program when I preached here the second Sunday in November 1986. Wow. 1988. But I can go like further than that when Dr. S. Howard Woodson, whose memory I blessed, had me preach here when I was just a little girl of 8 years old. And I have been preaching October the 16th, celebrated my 69th year preaching. I've been preaching 69 years. And God is good. And I don't want you to get all confused and everything and try to count and get my age. I tell you my age. If the Lord lets me live to see 2016, I will be 75 years old. And my personal opinion is I don't think I look bad for my age. Oh, but God is good. God is really good. And I always acknowledge because for 20 or more of those years, I've been blessed with an administrator, a friend who does everything, who's there, who travels with me all over this world. And I thank God for her presence in my life. We've never had an argument. We've never had a cross word. We've never had doors slammed, car doors or anything. She's a blessing in my life, and I thank God for her. My administrator, Dolores Rust. Stand and say good morning to Shiloh. So as we said, the Lord is good, and allow me for just a few moments to preach as what thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
The Lord has directed us today to Hosea, the book of Hosea, chapter 6. Hosea is a prophet of Israel. And you'll find his book in the Old Testament. And he was having domestic problems. He was also had a burden on his heart for the status of Israel. Let me read just verse 3. And we always ask God to give us an understanding of his word. And verse 3, chapter 6 of Hosea, reads thusly, "Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord, his going forth is prepared as the," I'm having a vision problem, so help me if I miss a word, "his going forth is prepared as the morning, mm-hmm. as the morning, and he shall come unto us in the rain, as in the latter and former rain unto the earth. Mm-hmm. But what I want to talk about is, then shall we know, if we follow on to know the Lord, his going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth. Amen. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. But you all can sit down before I say what I'm going to preach, because it'll take me a minute. You know, if we go on to follow the Lord, now let me share something. We're living in a day, my brothers, my sisters, my sons, and my daughters, of social media. Uh-huh. You do know what that is.
Yeah.
And I just want to hurry up and let somebody know. If anybody in here is texting and tweeting, stop right now, because I got the only text in the house.
Hey!
I have the only text. And we're living in a day that people are dependent on social media.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They've got this thing, now some of you around my age, it takes us a minute to get this, but it's called Twitter.
Yeah.
You all know that, Twitter. Uh-huh. And you follow people on Twitter.
Yeah.
And they post where they are, what they bought, who they've been with, all this stuff. They put all of this on Twitter. Some people have millions of followers on Twitter. And then sometimes their followers, what do they call that thing? They tweet.
Uh-huh.
Tweet them back.
Uh-huh.
And people are addicted,
yes, they are,
to following people on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
Where's she at? Let me see what she's saying. So will you allow me for just a few moments, as directed by the Holy Spirit, to preach to you today and give you a suggestion? Follow Jesus on Twitter.
Yeah, well, well.
You don't mind that, do you?
That's all right.
The Lord, and I heard women say, the Lord moves in mysterious ways. Now, let me tell you something about Twitter. It's spelled T-W-I-T-T-E-R. So when I say, and Hosea says, that we've got to follow the Lord, you'd be surprised, some of you are trying to lead him rather than follow him.
There's a word. Yes.
Now, Twitter, T, it says, this is just my Twitter. My interpretation of following the Lord on Twitter. Let me give you my testimony. If I'm following the Lord on Twitter, I'm going to look at that T, because the T to me stands, take my yoke upon you.
Yes. Yes.
I don't know what some of you are carrying or tweeting, but take my yoke upon you, saith the Lord, because my yoke is easy.
Uh-huh.
My burdens are light. Yeah. Then if you're going to follow the Lord on Twitter, you've got to trust him.
Yeah.
It's amazing. We trust in everything but Jesus.
Right.
We trust in Oprah. We trust in this one. We trust in Steve Harvey. Oh, we just have a good time trusting and putting our confidence in people. But you know your grandmother and your great-grandmother, and some of them that used to be a part of Shiloh back in 1914 and 1924, used to say, I'll trust in the Lord,
yeah,
until I die.
Yeah.
We follow him by trusting in him. He said, take my yoke upon you. And this is the thing we've not done. He said, and learn of me.
That's right, that's right.
We don't know the Lord. You'd be surprised at people who have been in church all their life, but they don't have a relationship with God. Oh, they know to come in and sing glory be to the Father and to the Son, and they know how to make a sign of the cross. They know how to strut down the aisle, ushering. They know how to sing, but they don't have a relationship.
Yeah.
Do you know what the relationship is? Let me go to the W, the TW. The relationship is he walks with me.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I wish I had a church that wanted him. He walks with me. That's the W in my Twitter. He walks with me. And you know that when you're dealing with the Lord, following him on Twitter, look at the things that he requires of us. His word, his will, and his way. You know, everybody's got their own way of doing things. People brag, that's just the way I am, and there's what? Folk will tell husbands and boyfriends, it's my way or the highway, huh? What are you talking about? The Lord says, first of all, and I'm so glad, because when you follow him on Twitter, you'll see where he said, I am the way.
Yes.
Oh, I wish I had a witness in here today. He said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the light. And see, this ought to take the mystery and the frustration out of some of your life when you know that Jesus is the way. I wish you believed me this morning. And what does he say? So not only my way, but what about my word? Everybody's got a word today, but I got the big word. Because when the Lord was tweeting, he said, well, guess what? In the beginning was the word. And the word was with God, and the word was of God. Is that what the word tells us? That he is the word. He speaks. How do you think you're here today? How do you think the world exists today? Because he spoke it into being.
That's right.
He said, let there be, and there was. Then I love it when he says, not only his will and his word, but what about, but his will, thy will be done. We're living in a day we want it our way. That's the worst thing Frank Sinatra ever did, was to record, I did it my way. And you all been trying to do it your way ever since. But Frank Sinatra dead.
Tell that word.
Say it.
So his way didn't work out too good if it killed him. So David said in Psalm 23, thy will be done. Oh, bless the Lord. You need to start. Are you following him? The Lord says, I want you to follow me. Follow me. Follow me, my brothers and my sisters, my sons and my daughters. Do you realize how better this world would be if we followed the Lord Jesus Christ? If we trusted him, if we walked in his way. And then I was listening to the young sister in the choir was talking about how troubled we become and how depressed and all of that. But you know, that's not all bad. That's not all bad. Because I read something else with W.
Hey,
the Lord said something else with the Twitter. He said, let me tweet these people something. Weeping. Weeping may endure for a night.
All right.
But oh, I wish I had some folk that know what morning joy is about. Joy comes in the morning. And you see, let me tell you something. The devil, people say, I want you to pray for me because the devil's on my track. The devil is the devil. Let me tell you something. You've only got one thing the devil wants. There's only one thing. The devil don't want you, so you don't have to sneak around when you go into the casino.
Say it.
You don't have to sneak around when you take your little sip of vodka and Absolute. What's that other thing, Johnny who?
Okay.
I knew you'd know. Johnny Walker.
Black, red.
Which is the most expensive? Oh, I look at you with your bad self. So we get caught up with the wrong stuff.
That's right.
Oh, you think you got to hide and slip and everything because the devil wants that. You've only got one thing the devil wants.
That's right.
And that's your joy.
That's right.
Say it. Say it.
That's your joy.
Uh-huh.
It is so sad what the church has to do, my brother deacon, to get folk to have some pretend joy.
Come on now.
My God. You're preaching a word.
We got to have, and I don't mean nothing about you. You all got, we got to have drummers. We got to have musicians. We got to have microphones. We got to have guitars on the third Sunday. We got to have guitarists. We got to have saxophones. All that to get you to. But I wish there was somebody here that you don't need to hear Shirley Caesar.
That's right, that's right.
You don't need to put a Kirk Franklin.
Glory.
No, when I'm around my house and I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out. Some crazy Christians now.
Come on now.
You can't even ride in the car with them without them putting on the little spiritual music.
Yeah.
Ooh, gotta get my praise on. No, you gotta drive. Get in the car and listen to a music record before I get a jerk in the No. Car's not the place for that. Both hands on the wheel and both eyes on the road. That's how you do when you drive. But when I'm home, and see, the Lord will tweet you. You're so busy trying to tweet him, the Lord will tweet you. Have you ever been in a car and the Spirit will tell you, turn here?
Yeah.
Oh, nobody know what I'm talking about. You ever been in a car where the Bible said, get off of this highway, the word will come to you. That's God tweeting you to protect you from hurt, harm, and danger. Lady preacher, why does the devil want my joy?
Yeah.
That scripture, weeping, that's the TW, weeping may endure for a night, but joy.
That's right.
We'll come in the morning. And do you know why the devil wants your joy? Because the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Yes, right. Yes.
I wish there was somebody this morning that knows what it's like to go through hell.
Uh-huh.
But you can say, out of all the things I've been through,
yeah.
I still have joy. Anybody got some joy this morning? Oh, you may not have all the money you want. You may not have the job you want. You may not have the wardrobe, but I still have my joy.
Yes, God.
Yes, God.
That's why the devil wants church to be boring, because there ought to be some joy. Oh, there ought to be some happiness in your life. I promise you, you ought to have some good days. I'm so tired of church folk. Every day is a bad day. Monday and Tuesday, Wednesday is the washer, the dryer, tires for the car. Oh, it's got the roof on the house and everything. Yes, every day. And then they come to church Sunday and say, I started not to come. What did David say in one of the Psalms? When you praise the Lord, he said, make a joyful noise.
That's right.
See, this, we don't know how to do that. Because let me tell you, brethren, I like sports. And I know the Eagles are playing tonight. I know Alabama played. They won last night. That's college. And I know the Ravens. I just love those thugs. I don't care what you say. But I know the Ravens are playing. You got the Patriots. You got all of them. Charlotte, I love Cameron.
Yeah.
Love Cameron, all that. But you know, and I've been to games, but I've never been to a game that was quiet.
Somehow now.
And the Eagles are crazy. I can't go to their games because they're crazy. I mean, they swoop and holler and scream and fly heels, fly, and yet you come to church.
Say it.
And you want to praise the Lord, they look at you like you're crazy. And then I like these people, you know what they'll say? You know, I may not do all of that shouting and clapping, but the Lord knows my heart.
Say it.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Let the devil's folk hear you have some joy. Who wants to come into a dead church? What's going on? We're praising the Lord. Am I right about that? Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Praise him anyhow. I don't care if you got arthritis. Praise him anyhow. I don't care if you got bursitis. Praise him anyhow. Because when the praises go up, to wait because he's just tweeted something. T-W-I. Okay, so we got the T, we got the W, we got the I now. Oh, what'd you say, Lord? He's getting some tweets now. So I'm going to read the tweets. And what did it say? In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be in my mouth.
Right.
Now Jesus is tweeting back. And if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll grow. We don't have to pay all of these roots to come to draw you.
Come on now.
Lift him up. I dare you to lift him up. I dare you to tell somebody with your broke down self, you don't know like I know what the Lord has done for me. You've got to be inspired. I mean, it is so sad that Christians are so depressed. That's why your children don't want religion. Because you're just so depressed. You got to be inspired. You got to keep looking up to the hills from whence cometh my help, because my help cometh from the Lord. Am I right about that? Let me move on, because the Lord, he got some places to go, so he was tweeting some other stuff. So we said something about the I, T-W-I-T-T. Oh, I like that. Double T. What that mean? Okay. That means you got to talk about it. You know what I miss? And I'm glad I'm old enough to miss it. I miss it when church folk used to have a testimony. I miss testimony service. I miss folks standing and telling what the Lord has done for them. And you see, when we do not avail ourselves to the opportunity to tell it, we're out of the will of God, because I know, oh, he wrote another tweet. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Am I right about that? Let the redeemed of the Lord, now it's not for everybody. He doesn't want the sinners to say it, but let the redeemed of the Lord say so. You've got to tell somebody. You've got to have a testimony. Come on, am I right?
Yeah.
You need to tell somebody what God's brought you through.
Yeah.
You want somebody to think you've been an AKA Delta Sigma Phi. You want them to think you've been a 33rd degree, most exalted ruler, Fossil. No, you ought to tell them, I used to be a drunk. Some of you women ought to tell these daughters, You see, we got these young people thinking that you've been holy all your life, wore robes and wore white uniforms. You ought to tell them I used to be a hoochie mama. See, they don't know. You don't want them to know what you've been through.
Now, right?
You need to tell them how you used to lay up and lay down and lay around. Right, but Lord. Jesus picked me up.
Right.
And turned me around. Church, Jesus said, oh, he's tweeting again. What is that? He knows I don't see too good, so bear with me here. Think on these things. Think on these things. He said, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known to all men that the Lord is at hand. But be careful for nothing but in everything with prayer and supplication. Let your requests be made known unto God. Yes. Then he told you what to think about whatsoever things are.
True.
Whatsoever things are. True and honest and just and all. If there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things.
Yes.
Let me tell you the reason some of you got to take so many and leave. The reason you got to take Motrin. And you take so much Motrin till they've been putting numbers on it. Motrin 8 now. Because you're thinking about the wrong thing. You're thinking about the wrong things. I lost a 50-year friend. I don't have many friends. I lose them all. I don't know why. But I do know why. I lost a 50-year friend. We've been friends for 50 years. Lost a 50-year friend. You know what you know what I lost a friendship over? The have and the have nots. I kid you not. And I'm trying to say to this person how the devil is trying to manipulate us.
Amen. Amen.
Through black media foolishness. Dolores and I were at lunch the other day. And people, I don't know, the woman looked at me, she said, you're a Christian, aren't you? That made me feel so good. I said, yes, I am. I am. I go to church. I didn't say I was a preacher. She said, you're a Christian. Yes, I'm a Christian. And then she gave me this long, burning testimony. Hey, one of them Yankee, you know. I love the Lord. I go to church. Everything. Yes, indeed, honey. I'm into my Bible study. I'm into my praise and worship and everything. She said, but I can't go tonight because I got to see umpire. That's what she said. She said, I'm going to miss it tonight. I'm going to tape it tonight, but I got to see umpire. The devil has you so mixed up on scandal. This is a black woman going with a white president. Am I right about that? Is that scandal? And then you got the have and the have-nots, where the daughter's suing the white man for $7 million. Then a black man hired a white man to steal the $7 million from her. Come on, am I right about that? Then you got Empire, where she went to jail for 17 years for her sons and her husband. He don't want her, the sons don't respect her, and she's still walking around cooking. And you know that stuff messes up your mind. You go to work the next day, girl, I'm so mad, I don't know what to do. Behind cooking? Y'all know I won't be back, so I may as well take my time. Y'all can talk about me so bad. That's all right. But am I serious about that? Our minds, and we identify with those people. We get mad with them. And I told my 50-year used-to-be friend, I said, the devil is a liar. The devil is using that in order to mess up your mind. That's why the scripture says, think on these things. Think on the things that the Lord has brought you through. Think on what the Lord has done for you. Look your life over. Think on these things. And you would have thought that Candace was his first cousin. Yeah, well, good for her. She took his money. Isn't that pitiful? That we justify wrong. Oh, do you hear what I'm saying? We justify wrong. Let me hurry up. I'm almost finished. I'm almost finished. So we're talking about, we've got to talk about it. We got to think about it. Then let me get to my little E here. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. I heard somebody who was you, her, talking about, don't wait until Thanksgiving. Thank him now.
Thank him now.
Somebody ought to raise their hand and say, thank you, Lord. Oh, come on. Why don't you say it like you mean it? Thank you. I don't have to wait until Thanksgiving. I can say thank you now. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and then enjoy your religion. I wouldn't have a religion I didn't enjoy. I wouldn't have a religion I couldn't shout sometimes. Say amen sometimes. Rejoice sometimes. You need to enjoy the Lord. And then you've got to endure hardness like a soldier. See, the devil wants you to give up. Some of you, you've already given up. Child, I can't handle it anymore. I just can't tell. But you've got to endure it no matter what the devil sends your way, because guess what? I read in the Bible, Jesus texted, said, on his Twitter page, he said, Satan has but a short time. Oh, somebody ought to be glad about that. Satan has but a short time, because guess what? Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Then don't envy what other folk have. That's what the Lord tweeted. He said, don't envy. Fret not thyself. You read that, didn't you? Psalm 37, because of evildoers. You're walking around here mad because somebody got a Louis Fendi Gucci coach. And we're bringing our young people up, defining themselves on Gucci Fendi coach and all of that stuff. There's more to us than a paper, than a bag. There ought to be more to us than a label and shoes. And do you know what, do you know you men are getting just as bad? Men with their little shoes on, and what's that t-shirt? What is it? You heard, you said, Izod. All this stuff, men walking around with stuff on their labels and stuff. We need to get away from the outward appearance. Because I'm a witness, the Lord will beautify you with holiness. And does anybody here have a mother or grandmother or great-grandmother that used to say, now this was before nails got done. This was before the little Vietnamese, Korean women did your little nails and put your little nails on and then pedicured your little feet. Huh? You all remember those days? Your grandmother did, had never been in a manicure place, had never had her eyebrows arched, had never had her feet done, but she said, I looked at my hands. My hands look new. Oh, you know I know what I'm talking about. I looked at my feet, and they did too. Why? Because God will make you a new person. If any man or woman, boy or girl is in Christ, you're a new being. I don't care what, you're new all over. What a wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart. So he says here, and then I'm through. He says here to us, then shall we know. I mean, I know what I'm talking about. And I got some witnesses. Yes, I do, under my little eye. Wasn't it Job who said, I know that my Redeemer lives? How many of you know that Jesus is real? Let me tell you something. And I've done all sorts of stuff, workshops and stuff. And you know, Christians now, their faith is getting a little weak because of ISIS. Their faith is getting weak because the plane dropped out of the sky the other day with 220-some people. Church folk. And then they look around and say, you know, it makes you wonder, don't it? No, it don't.
Nope.
No, it don't make you wonder anything. Because let me tell you something. And let me tell you, for whatever it is worth to you, Jesus tweeted, he said, in this life, you'll have trials and tribulations.
That's right.
And you're walking around all depressed because my mother, my husband, my son, my daughter, Jesus, hey, they belong to me.
That's right. That's right.
Come on, am I right about that?
That's right.
I made them and I call them when I'm ready to call them. Don't turn against God because of politics. Because guess what the Lord said? The Lord said, hey, wait a minute. Don't blame me for that foolishness.
That's right.
You left me. I didn't leave you. All I asked you to do was to take care of 10 commandments. And you couldn't even do that. I knocked it down to 2. Love the Lord thy God with your whole heart, mind, and soul, and love thy neighbor as yourself. And every time you see your neighbor, I kiss. Thank you. And when you are disobedient to God, you lose favor with God.
All right.
Am I right about that?
Oh, yes.
You lose favor with God.
Yeah.
I lost loved ones, but I can't get mad with God.
Right.
Because I know we're here for a reason, and we're here for a season.
Amen.
And I know that if God had not willed it, we would have never met.
That's right.
But for whatever the reason, God put you in somebody's life and put somebody in your life, cherish that.
That's right.
And then when it's over, you move on.
That's right.
You move on. Am I right about that?
Yeah.
So now we get down to the aura. The Lord's tweeting. The Lord's tweeting with the auras now. What are you saying, Lord? He says, well, I want you to realize that they that wait upon the Lord, shall renew their strength. All you got to do is to wait on them. I want you to know and to realize that it's time to be real with the Lord.
Amen.
Be real. Don't play church.
That's right.
Be real with God.
Yeah. Amen.
Because he's real with you.
Yeah.
And I want you to hit something there for me. And I want you to know my brothers, my sisters, my sons and my daughters. And as the deacon said in the study, we were talking about these mega churches. 8, 10, 15,000 members. And you don't know who's who.
Right.
Your children don't know who's who. Mm-hmm. Shiloh, God is getting ready to restore his power
yes.
to the local church.
Yes. Yes.
He's going to restore his power that all these streets around here, that the children and others will be coming to church.
Yes.
Y'all don't believe me, do you?
Yes.
God is going to use you in his church.
Yeah.
But you so cute till when you come up here, you just worrying about locking your car and the beep beep because you don't want anybody to steal your car. Don't you have insurance? We need to go out. And the Bible says, go into the highway, the hedges, and compel them to come. Men, you need to do some walking and talk to some of these crackheads.
Uh-huh.
I'm not scared of them.
That's right.
I'm not scared of them. And you'd be surprised how many of them have never been told about
Jesus. That's right. Yeah.
Some of them have never been to Sunday school. They've never been to church. You need to get them and tell them, let me come Sunday and come to church with me.
Yeah. Well,
and then when they come to church, don't you be so cute messing it up, moving your pocketbook. Watch your pocketbook, girl. You never know. Watch your pocketbook move. going to send them, you got to bring them. You got to bring them into church. Shiloh is destined for greater greatness.
Yes, yes.
Believe me when I tell you. He did it once and he'll do it again.
Yeah.
Stand on your feet with me, won't you? Stand on your feet.
Thank you, Lord.
The Lord is tweeting to somebody right now. He's saying, come unto Jesus while you have time. If there's a sinner in the house today, I want you to know something. You're in good company. You're in good company because guess what? We're all sinners.
Yes.
Saved by grace.
Amen.
Come on, am I right? And you know what gets me? You know, I like your spirit. I like your spirit. And you know what gets me? People will say, I would join church, but honey, I know some of them hypocrites up in there. That's not your business.
That's right. Amen.
The Bible said, let the wheat and the tare grow together.
Yeah.
When I get there, I'll do the separating.
That's right.
And then somebody will say, well, I would join, but I'm not going to be like those hypocrites because when I join, I mean, I'm going to give up everything. I'm not going to be running around. I'm not going to be drinking liquor. I'm not going to be doing this. No, no, no. Come doing all of that.
That's right.
Come doing. I wish I had a witness that would say the Lord will take the desire from you.
Yeah.
I wish I had a witness that the Lord will deliver you. Won't he do it?
Yes,
the Lord will deliver you. Yes. Is anybody can raise a hand and say, he delivered me.
Yes.
Come on, tell somebody, he delivered me. He delivered me. The Lord is knocking at the door of your heart. He's tweeting, he said, behold, I stand at the door and I knock. And then if any man will hear my voice, open up that door, I'll come in. And I'll sup with him and he will come with me. If there's a backslider, the Lord said, I'm waiting for you to come back. I'm waiting for you to come back. All you've got to do is to come back. Your sins will be forgiven. I want them to listen. See, I don't like folk to get saved on a song. I want the word to bring them. You don't mind, do you?
You'll
get it in a minute. I need them to hear me because there's somebody this morning that may need to come. That may need to come. And if you're here today, don't wait until next Sunday. Don't wait until next year because a moment is not promised to you. If there's somebody that does not have a church home, you're in the right place at the right time. You're with the right people. And all you've got to do is to just step from that pew that you're on. Walk down this aisle. The deacons will walk with you. There's somebody that wants to come to Christ this morning. And you don't want to come by yourself. Just raise your hand and the deacons will walk with you. But the important thing is to get in Christ. And then you can come by yourself. Don't let the devil mess up your life. You're not here by accident this morning. You're not here by accident. The Lord wanted you here. You may never get this chance again. This may be your last chance. Sinner, backslider, somebody without a church home. Just come, just come, just come. Just come. The doors of the Lord church is open. And it's open for who? For whosoever will.
Yeah.
Now go ahead, sing, choir. Sing. We're waiting for you. If you're here, just come down the aisle. Hurry up. Hurry up. Hurry up. Hurry up if you're here.
We offer Christ to you, oh my brother.
The Lord is waiting for you.
Offer Christ to you, oh my sister. He will give you brand new life.
He'll give you brand new life.
New life abundantly. Oh, come. Come on.
If you're here, hurry up, hurry up.
To come.